So, where is your... At first, I was too busy, so they always have to ask where finished yet. Is it already there? No, but I will do it in November. And then, well, in November, I came with the first proposal, and it was okay. The decision had been made that it would not be an association, but it would indeed be, as we already wanted it to be, a foundation. So, then I went to the next step and projected the IMMR, in my vision, on the legal format that you have for a Dutch foundation. And after I did that, it became a bit technically, we started to have actual discussions about what it should look like and how we would like to have it function. And well, in the last week, I think, before this event, we actually came up with consensus about what to do. And what we did is ask a few country organizations, stronger country organizations, if they are willing to take part in the process to start this foundation. And you have to understand that the foundation is not an association, so there's not a general assembly that's going to vote on things, but there are a few in this proposal country organizations that take the lead, take the responsibility to just have this foundation to create continuity for the IMMR and maybe also capitalize on opportunities, for instance, to get in subsidies and to create a foundation that can be a charitable foundation. And if you want to be a charitable foundation, that means that you have certain tax exemptions according to Dutch law, you need to have at least 3 board members. You can also set up a foundation on your own in the Netherlands, but if you want to be a charitable foundation, you need to have 3 board members. So the minimum of this proposal should be that 3, we think, the stronger country organizations, at least, maybe more, should, in a way, take the initiative to have this foundation. And at the same time, the idea is that we have a culture now for having a core group, that culture is continued. So that, in a way, you have a foundation that gives stability, takes kind of ultimate responsibility, but the community, the social thing, just goes on as we are, we have developed so far, and maybe make it a more consistent thing, because another thing that came to the table so far, it has been that people in a core group are elected, as I put it, by surprise. So everybody can be elected. You are here now, and then we do a vote, and suddenly you are part of the core group. This happened to me. And now you want to build in kind of elements that some people can say, I don't want to be in a core group, or others say, yes, let me be in a core group. And then you know that, and then still we do election by surprise. Yes, or maybe...
Yeah, we adjusted a little bit, but... Yeah.
Just, this is Leon's part. This is the core group part, and I, for now, I'm the foundation part. The invitation has been sent out to a few country organizations. Are you willing to take part in the process? Some already declined. Some already want to be part of the process, and
some need more time.
And from now, we have to see what we are going to do with this. And I also have the idea that we want this new core group that will be elected tomorrow, and you can be all in the core group, also has a say, or maybe has the say in what will happen as a next step. And if I look at my own position here, my own motivation here, I'm not going to decline to be electable for the next core group session. I also not going to be to volunteer, but I am available to help the next core group to continue this thing, so that also in this foundation plan there is continuity. So I think this is the beginning of the talk. Or what else?
Okay, maybe I should add a few things and then we can answer questions. Just to clarify some things, so we had a really deep look in all the different possibilities of legal structures all around Europe and the world, and it was not, we only checked the Dutch Stichting and Association, we really checked many options, and those two seemed the best ones, and then finally we decided, okay, the Dutch Stichting or Foundation sounds best, because it is quite unbureaucratic and easy. We have Ons Geld, who are themselves a Stichting, so they know about the legal stuff, so there's really not much overhead for us once it's set up and very easy. So it really seems an easy option. An association, of course, is more integrates automatically a more democratic process, but on the other hand, it also includes many complications, many formal things, the formal elections, then we have a complicated membership, some member organizations only have 2-3 persons, others are really big and strong, and it seems not necessary for us to be really formally this kind of association, rather John being informal, informally be an association, a big social network, like this informal core group, and it seems to go well, and then have this Dutch Stichting, which is not inherently super democratic, but we can still make it informally very democratic if we can trust each other. And so we thought if we can build on this trust and give a few organizations then this membership, board membership power, and trust them, they will go forward with it well and have the core group still elected and doing the main stuff for the other time. And we thought in this session now, we can't really go into all the legal details. In the core group, we could discuss this for hours. It really took lots of time and energy, and I think there's no point in now discussing 3 hours all the legal details, even though some people of you might be interested in knowing more. But I think maybe it's good enough to give a broad idea of what we had in mind, answer some basic questions, and I think it would be best to entrust the next core group to make the final decisions on this and give them the power to the trust that they will make a wise decision on this. So yeah, if there are some really general questions or important considerations, yes. Or so, then please.
Yes, you said that the structure of a Dutch foundation, you said it's not particularly democratic, but we can trust each other. I mean, you know, many marriages over time get divorced for various reasons. So what do you mean by that?
Well, the foundation, of course, when you think of the basic idea of a foundation, is that maybe a rich individual starts it, and then it's like, it decides, the board decides who's in the next board and the next board, so it's like really...
Oh, it's a system of co-optation.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Compared to an association.
Yeah.
So, in that sense, it's not inherently democratic from the legal structure, but I think there's the possibility of having 3 to 5 board members. So if we include 3 to 5 different money reform organizations, then I think even if one of them goes crazy, then we still have 4 others who can have the majority vote to replace that group. And I think if we can't trust each other, then there's no point in cooperating anyway.
But what would you do if you can't trust each other any longer?
Yeah, then we don't need to start it anyway. But I think if we have 3 to 5...
Part of open spaces, and we are doing open spaces here, is that you have a law of the 2 feet. So if you don't like it, you go away.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that if you have this foundation that's separating the community, that the foundation doesn't own the community. So it has certain responsibilities for it, but if the community wants to go away, it just goes away. So, but actually what this is about is, do we want to have a legal structure? And who is carrying the load? And will he sustain carrying the load? And because we are a network of organizations, we need organizations that we can believe are still there the next year. So then it's not about we have to trust the people carrying it, but we have to create a situation that brings stability. And at the same time have flexibility for the social network just to grow the way it wants to grow. So,
yeah.
Does this foundation structure come from Holland, right? It's Holland?
Yes.
Does it have bylaws that we can write? And And does it have a mission statement that we can write?
Of course, the mission statement, that's the core of foundation. And I have to say something about that. If we want to be a charitable foundation, we cannot say we are a community of political motivated people that want to meet each other once a year. Because then you don't need to apply for that status because you won't get it. You only will get it if you apply to a certain list of possibilities, and there's only a few possibilities that we could match with. And the most important one is that you are busy with knowledge dissemination and education. So you have to have something as your main line of being, that you are being with knowledge development and education, and not a political movement of people that like to meet.
Sure. Yeah.
So, in a way, there are certain rules that will bring something in the whole format that we would not have thought about if those rules were not there, but okay. We get that all along.
And what about bylaws?
Bylaws? We had long discussions about, there's currently a certain format for how the AMI operates, IMMR operates, and the idea was to put that format in the statutes. And I resisted that, because that what we now have, it's a living situation that will change, and if you have that in the statutes, you have to change the statutes every time. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion is create something that in a formal way is a stable situation that it's not likely that you will ever be in a situation that you want to change that, and maintain the flexibility that you do as you like as a group. So you create something that's very basic, very simple. So not thinking about how you want to put as much as certainty in your legal structure, because 2 years from now, you're very disappointed with your decisions that you made now, you want to change it, and then it costs you a lot of money to do that. Because you cannot do that on your own, you have to do that via legal consultants.
One other question. Does the foundation have a membership outside of
no,
the...
No, that's a specific thing of the Dutch foundation, it does not have members.
Wow.
So.
That's why they are so... How much does it cost?
Not that much, but it depends on what you want with it. If you really say to a notary, just give me a foundation, I don't care, it's 600 or 800 euro. If you come with such a booklet of wishes and requirements, yes, then you have to do a down payment before you have your first meeting.
So you said maybe in our case it could be 1,000-1,500 euros.
And there are no capital requirements?
No. That's one of the beautiful things of the Dutch Foundation. You don't need anything apart from a course, no members. So you can go and say, I have no members and I want something, and then you can get your foundation.
I think Klaus was next.
Thank you. So when you discussed the topic whether it should be a charitable foundation, because I think we... What we want to do is political lobbying, and if you say, okay, no, yeah, we have the same thing in Germany, community, we make education and research, but I think if you are open and say, okay, we want to make education and also political lobbying, so just forget about the charitable, because if someone wants to get a donation, to IMR. He doesn't give it because he wants to make
deduction
of taxes. Yeah. It's ridiculous. He gives money because he wants much money. And if you say openly, you're honest, you want to make also political lobbying, that's what we want to do. And we are political.
You are the one of the country organizations that have been invited to be part of the process.
Yeah.
Do you want to be part of the process?
Yeah.
Well, okay. The possibility is that we start discussing this.
Well, I just want to hear what other people are thinking about. Because in the moment in Germany, we have the position that politically all charitable organizations which do political lobbying not in the right directions. Now they try to take away charitable status, and there are a lot of problems. And it could be the same thing if you really become influenced and we have all these discussions, do you lobbying work or really charitable? So it's a lot of work, a lot of legal work to defend against this. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, really, it's not for most people, if you want to get a donation, it's not because you can deduct it from taxes.
Okay, I think, in
my experience, if people expect that if you ask for donations, they expect that they can deduct it.
Yeah,
that's more.
But I think we should discuss this topic now. I think we should take this noted and discuss it later. I think it's an important consideration.
Yeah. For the bike ride.
Close made my point. I was going to ask whether it being qualified for a child status anyway, because I think it's quite difficult to sell that as non-political to anybody who got it in their mind to present us as political.
We get safe. We should get safe cards. That's an apolitical thing to educate about it.
Yeah, but let's not dig too much.
Okay.
That's just some experiences from our country. We have a charitable organization. One thing, we had 10,000 extra euros because we asked our donors, well, you get this deducted, would you like to chip in some extra? So our big donation of 20,000 euros turned into 30,000 euros. That was quite nice. That's one thing. And the other thing is, we put in our charter, we will teach about the financial sector, educate about that, and we will lobby this and this. And we're very clear in our language, we are lobbying on this, and we'll teach on this. Maybe it is, yeah. But they might take back the serviceability, I don't know. But for now, we have absolutely no problem with that.
Okay,
what organizations are now going to be, or have agreed to be, board?
Well, one declined. That was Positive Money. They said, well, we have experience with all this starting up things, and we have had enough of it for now, so we decide not to take part in this. Of course, when we do it according to Dutch law in the Netherlands, you need to have a foothold in the Netherlands. So an important one is Ons Geld. And Martijn van Ons Geld, what does he think about it?
Yeah, we will participate.
So, that's one.
But it's also important to know, so Edgar is also not a board member of us, so he's a legal advisor of Ons Geld. So we use the same structure, and so we know how it works very well. So that's how it is.
From America, we asked the Just Money Alliance, and we got a very positive response, so they want to be part of the process. The Swiss said, well, we will go to discuss it, and we will report about this session to them so they know what to discuss. And then we asked the Danish group, is there already something?
It seems like a yes, it has to be clear to the board.
It's a process as well.
Working group, it's a yes.
And the Germans?
We said yes. Yeah.
Yes, so that's all three, yes. So the minimum board members is already there. So there is the potential of a process now. That's what we came up with.
On the managing board?
Of course, we want you to be positive about it as well.
Well, you see, it's a bit, from my point of view, it's just a very individual personal view, it's a bit ambivalent. I have had very bad experiences with associations and too much participation. So on the other side, if the Dutch Stichting is truly so, at the beginning there is a first how it is called, a board or what, and then the board members co-opt other members, and there is no general assembly voting for it. And this may, from my own experience, I love that. I love the idea because so these general assemblies can be very, very cumbersome and very awful and everything, you know. But nevertheless, there might be how you say, a lack of legitimization over time. You see what I mean?
Yeah. But I made a proposal for an implementation, and I put certain elements in it that make a bond between social network and the foundation. For instance, those organizations that are in the board must be active participants here. And also the people that they send to the board must be active participants here. How does this actually define? We're not there yet, but you cannot have a board that's in a vacuum somewhere else, which is not participating in what's happening in the group. Hmm.
Also, are you planning to make an informal or more or less formal mechanism to hear the voices of those who are not in the board, for them not to feel expelled of the community and not make a division between the countries that or groups that are in the group are not...
The main formal mechanism for that I came up with so far is that this group coming together can make recommendations, and there must be a response on any recommendation. So if the group comes with a recommendation, the board must respond. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. That's just an idea.
What means that group? I mean, members of the group or the group as a whole?
Well, the group is not really structured. When we were in Berlin in the meeting, then we started talking about who belongs to the group and who does not belong to the group, and how are we going to make decisions, and who can vote. Mm-hmm. Well, the structure that we do have now is that the people present here can vote, and we do not even ask why you are present here, and you are here, so it's a social thing, so you can vote, and we're happy with the outcome of that. But you cannot build a legal structure on that. So in my blueprint, I said, well, this group will be facilitated and supported and encouraged to create its own format. Put it in writing. This will not be a formal part of the statutes, but it's there and it needs to be respected according to how the foundation wants to operate. So it's maximum flexibility. It wants to get its structure, but it needs to develop its structure. So that's the idea.
I guess we could make something like a gentlewoman's agreement that the people at the IMMR meetings always kind of approve of the board and maybe give recommendation and stuff. We can't. It's hard to fix that legally, but I think if we can't trust us in that way, then what's the point? But I think looking at the time, maybe we shouldn't discuss this too more. I think a few more, maybe three, four more things, but I think then we should wrap it up. I think Jonas was?
Yeah, I think my main important point is, what is this structure doing? Well, nothing. It's making us able to do the things we want to do, have an account, do the transactions we want to do, get funding. But it's not like if we disagree on stuff, there's nothing in it, right? There's nothing in there. You should just scrap it, start a new one. It's going to have a bank account of 527 euros and we're good to go, right? So kind of like, what are we losing if it goes wrong? Nothing, we just start over.
The problem is we could have two of them, and that wouldn't be a good thing. They have two groups.
Competition.
So I can go out to market and start my own group tomorrow if I want to.
Rachel, what's next, I think?
And
do you
want to go there?
Okay.
I'm skeptical because if I take the example of the community, European community, for instance in France, European community is not credible. We consider that international organization doesn't serve us anymore. In various states, you have local phenomenon. So I think, won't it be better that national organization, when they think this is a need, they spend money for their common need, for instance, to feed you, to make certain activities without juridic organization. Only to the only thing is to engage common financial means to develop certain activities. But I think the risk with a juridical organization is to the extreme state to create a monster which is going to spend a lot of money without results.
We hope to get there.
No, I've taken the example of the European community, because in France we are not going to vote for the future European election. We are going to be a minority of us French to vote, because we consider European community doesn't serve us.
Okay.
You
yeah, I think
it's
I think
a perverse evolution.
Okay, but I think that's questioning at all now if we want to have a legal structure in the IMR, and I'm not sure if we should discuss this again, but I think we heard your point. Maybe next, Rachel?
I guess I was just going to say that, like, having been on the calls where we talked about this a lot, the simplest way I've understood it is that the foundation will hold the legal responsibility, and that's going to be really useful for the IMMR, so that we can get access to more funding, so that we can have our own bank account and do more. The governance structure that we've been operating as the IMMR isn't going to change. The core group will still be the ones making the decisions, running the day-to-day of the IMMR, and that core group election takes place at the gathering every year. We've talked about ideas for how we could ensure there's continuity between the board and the core group, and that's the responsibility should sit with the coordinator, the person who's paid as the coordinator for the IMMR. But I guess it just speaks to Jonas's point a little bit, that, like, this is kind of the simplest, best option we've got. There's pluses and minuses of all of them. Believe me, we argued them all out. I hope that clarifies some things.
Thanks.
Yeah, one question, please. Another question, but how is the core group and the board members of the Stichting, how are they interrelated by statute and not just by informal agreement?
Not only by informal.
It's just an informal agreement.
Well, the idea. I made a blueprint, so to project what we have on this Dutch foundation, and to try to get as much of what we have in it without getting burdening processes.
Yeah.
And one of the things I came up with is that there should be an IMMR coordinator who would be the linking pin between the social community, in however it is structured, and this foundation.
Mm.
So that would be an official role.
Okay, last comment?
Yeah, okay. I think this proposal sounds very smart to me, as you have given it a lot of thought. So to me, it sounds like the best thing to do. Now, that might propose some problems in the future as some organizations grow, for example. But is there any plan to change the number of the members, number of member organizations? Can it grow? Could it be always three or?
I don't think it's a good idea to make a very large board, especially that's famously done in Dutch law. If you make the board so large, say this is an association, then they can dissolve this foundation because you're fucking up with it. And it doesn't work that good. But what, for instance, an idea could be that as the social network is structuring itself, it might at some day think we want to be an association after all. And nothing stands in its way to do that. Maybe we cannot write that down. As soon as you mature, become an adult, you just walk on your own. We're just there to keep guard. Mm.
Okay, I think this may be good enough for now. So if you have any more questions, then maybe approach Edgar in the breaks. And then tomorrow, hopefully, when we elect the core group, we can give them the power to make a good decision there on what they think best. I think that's maybe easiest, but if there are more ideas, just push us. Then thanks for your attention. And next is brainstorming IMMR core activities for 2019. Give us a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to wrap that up, I think we should give Edgar a massive round of applause. So as you can tell, the core group this year has put quite a lot of energy into moving that proposal forward. But there's loads of other things that the IMMR could be doing, and we talked a little bit about some of them this morning. So we're going to spend 15 minutes brainstorming some of the things.